USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court is siding with the Trump administration in a legal battle over its efforts to limit asylum claims from Central America, blocking, for now, a nationwide injunction that blocked the implementation of the rule. Police discovered two mysterious packages on the ground in a New York City subway Friday morning. They were first thought to be explosive devices, but later deemed not dangerous. The packages turned out to be a couple of pressure cookers. CEO of the New York City Transit Authority, Andy Byford, spoke to reporters about the police efforts.
As soon as our rail control center was advised of this incident, that there had been these two suspicious packages found on the 2-3 platform here at Fulton Street, we immediately, acting upon police advice and putting safety first for our customers, we immediately suspended service on line 2 and 3.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.